Authorities remain on anthrax alert this weekend. The Postal Service is planning to spend $40 million on 8 electron beam devices to sanitize letters and packages. The FBI and other agencies continue to try to track down the people behind the anthrax attacks. But some say the authorities' initial response seemed confused. First, there were conflicting views about the threat posed by anthrax spores in a letter sent to the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Then, the House and Senate took different approaches to closing office buildings after anthrax contamination was discovered. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us to discuss the government's response. Mara, why has there been this apparent confusion in the response to the anthrax attacks?
Well, I think one of the reasons is that the government is learning as it goes along, and one of the other problems is that the messages from the administration have been changing. There is a lot they don't know, but in a crisis like this, public officials can maintain their credibility a lot longer if they admit not knowing things rather than trying to spin and to reassure the public with answers that turn out later to be incorrect. That only creates more confusion. Director of Homeland Security Tom Ridge is supposed to coordinate all of this. He's new on the job, and hopefully he's on a very steep learning curve. But the public is reacting to this. There was a new Reuters poll this week that showed that the public has much more confidence in the government's ability to prosecute the war overseas than to fight the war against bioterrorism at home.
Well, what proposals have emerged from the House and the Senate to beef up public security?
Well, one of the proposals that's working its way through Congress now is about airline security. The House and Senate have different ideas about the best way to go about this. Democrats would like to federalize the people who screen your baggage. The Republicans say that would not be very efficient. It would create a big new government workforce. The president favors the House bill that would have the federal government merely set standards but not actually employ the screeners at airports, and that will be the subject of negotiations.
It sounds like we've got partisanship once again breaking out all over. So what hope is there of agreement on what should be done to stimulate the economy after September 11th?
Well, partisanship is back. I don't think that the bipartisan unity on fighting the war against terror has broken apart. But you mentioned the stimulus package, and that's a place where Republicans and Democrats have not given up their basic philosophical views on the best way to stimulate the economy. And there are two very different approaches. Republicans believe the tax cuts work best. The House passed this week on a party line vote a big package of tax cuts, most of them for big corporations. Some of them would be retroactive. IBM, for instance, would get about $1.5 billion in tax rebates. And the Senate is more oriented to giving benefits to working people, people who lost their jobs since September 11th. And this is following a similar pattern. The House is controlled by Republicans, so it can pass a bill that is much more similar to what the White House wants. The Senate is controlled by Democrats. They pass a different bill, and then conference happens and compromise.
So, Mara, how is all this likely to affect the various political races coming up in the next few months?
On Election Day in 2 weeks, we have two major governor's races, Virginia and New Jersey, and we have the New York City mayor's race and a bunch of other mayor's races around the country. These off-year elections in the past have been considered a harbinger. This time, interestingly enough, September 11th is having a very small effect. For instance, in Virginia, the Democrat who's running, Mark Warner, has maintained his lead. You would think that in a national security crisis, the Republicans, who do much better on issues of defense and military matters, would get a boost. But the Democrat in Virginia is still ahead. Same thing in New Jersey. The Democrat is also ahead there. Both of these races are being fought about local issues, education, transportation, tax cuts. So when all is said and done, September 11th will have very little effect on Election Day.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Lisa.